Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, I'm including me. We serve a mighty God. Glory to God. Angels bow before him. And heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. We just bless his name. Bless his holy and divine and wonderful name. Yes, yes. We are grateful today. We are grateful for everyone that is present, everyone that's listening. This is your day to be blessed. Yeah, to be blessed. Yeah, the words that we hear, the things that we take in, the things that we meditate are very important to our spirits. Glory to God. Yeah. We know we always start off with prayer, and we want to start off with prayer and concerns for our country, our families, our leaders, and our communities. Yeah, the communities. The communities that are dealing with fires and floods and all kind of tragedies that are going on all over the land. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master. Thanking you for this day. Thanking you for this opportunity that you alone has given us, oh God. Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for everything that you do. Everything that you do, Master. Those things that we see and those things that we don't see, but we believe and we know within our spirits that you are working it out on our behalf. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you just for allowing Jesus to go to that cross for us. Oh, God. We know many times that we should have been there. We should have been on that cross. It was for us to be on that cross. But you sent Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, God. We just could never thank you enough, oh God, for all the blessings that you alone has given us. All the second chances, oh God, that you alone has given us. Yes. We lift up our leaders today, God. Yeah, many times they need second chances, oh God. They have done something wrong, oh God. Oh, Master, we ask that you touch them, oh, God, in the area that they need a touch, oh, God. Enable them, oh, God, to know you, oh, God. To grant them a relationship with you, Master. Oh, we ask you right now, God. We lift up our families, God, our family members, God, our children, oh, God. Our mates, oh, God. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And we ask for your grace. We ask for your mercy, oh God, to shower upon them. Oh, yes. We lift up the countries, God. The countries all around the world, God. Oh, Master, the children that are in the cage, God, Master, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up the tragedies that are going on elsewhere, oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you be merciful, God. Oh, God, we know that you are merciful. Oh, we know you are, God. If it had not been for you, where would we be? Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to thank you for your many blessings that you alone have showered upon us, oh, God. We thank you, God. And we thank you for things that you're working out right now. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. And we just thank God. We thank God again for you and for you that are present with us this wonderful day. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him adoration. Yeah, yeah. What a mighty God. We know that we have been embracing a study on curse. And as I said last week, that I'm not condemning anyone. I'm not saying that anyone is completely under a curse, or you're under a curse, or you're this or you're that. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm just trying to enlighten us as to some of the things that God is speaking to us today. Yeah, it was back then that he spoke it, but he's still speaking it today for us to girdle up and pay attention, tighten up our shoestrings, our shoes, so we could sit up straight and come to attention. Wake up and listen to what the Almighty God is saying to us. I just want to go through some adjectives that are just the opposite. Just the opposite of blessed, or when you're profaned. Yeah, you're unfavored, or you're disapproved. Yeah, you're cursed, you're damned, you're unholy, you're disapproved of. Yeah, and we see so many times, we see and we hear these words. We see them many times in actions. And we really don't realize what we're looking at. The verbs to that are condemned, the criticized, we're denounced, we're denied, we're disrespected. Yeah, yeah. We see this. Yeah, this is an ongoing thing. This is through generation after generation. We've seen it. But tonight we want to also remind us that we can also see blessings. Yeah, yeah. We can see blessings. Blessings. And we've heard many times people say that you're fortunate. You were born as a fortunate person, a fortunate child. Or you're holy, you're pure, you're inevitable, you're joyful, you're joyous, you're happy. We've heard that. And we see that when we see blessed. Yeah, a blessed people, a blessed person, a blessed nation. Yeah, yeah. We can see that. So we want to just start real quickly, and we're going to expound on the blessed. The blessed. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we're going to just kind of slide through this. Yeah, we're going to just slide on through and bring a little light to this. And it says, verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God, carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. Yeah. Now this sounds like a promise, huh? Sound like a promise? Sound like a promise to you? Sound like a promise to me? Because it simply says if. Hypothetical here. So that means there is some reasoning, there's some choices that can be made if you. So this is pointing to you, it's pointing to us, it's pointing to me. If we simply, we have a choice. If you fully obey the Lord your God, fully. I didn't say partially, I didn't say a little bit. It says fully obey your God and carefully. Carefully. What does that mean? You're walking with caution. You're not running through anything, but you're very cautious. You want to pay attention. You want to sit up. You want to be alert. You want to have detail. So you're carefully following all his commands, all of them, not some, not just a couple, not just one, not just two. He says that he gives you today. The Lord your God. He going to set you. He going to set you up. He going to set you up high. Look at that. Set you up high above all the nations on the earth. Now, when we say all the nations on the earth, so we're talking about all the people over in these other countries? No, because a lot of times your nation is right in your community. Your community is your nation. Your nation is right here. And so a lot of times we don't really look at it. We don't get that view, but your nation is right here. And so you're going to be set above. You're going to be set above. You're going to be high. And not in the sense of you're better than anyone. That's not the height that we're talking about. We're talking about they will be able to see and know who you are. And they will know and see who you are through your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Stay with me. Verse 2. Excuse me. Verse 2 says, all these blessings will come. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Mm-hmm. So we see it again, all of them, not some, not one, it's not two, all of them, all of the blessings. And there are many blessings that God has for the children. Oh, he has many blessings. Remember, he owns everything. A lot of times we don't like to acknowledge, we don't hear it all the time, that God owns everything. We hear that man has this and man has that. No, God, hallelujah, he owns it. It all belongs to him. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, you will be blessed in the city. Stay with me. Blessed in the city. And blessed in the countries and the fields. Now, how can you be blessed in the cities? You can be blessed in the cities when you're in the communities, when you're on the streets, where you see some violence, and you know sometimes you can't sleep at night because someone is shooting. You will be blessed because you will be kept. You will be safe. Hallelujah. You're going to be secured. Glory to God. Why? Because God says it, and he will camp his angels all around you. Glory to God. We're talking about blessings today. Mm-hmm. And on the countryside, when you take the roads, when you go on down the roads, most of the roads are two-laners. The two-laners, you know, the one way, and then the other way. Yeah, two-laners, two. When you're out there and you're on the countryside and you're traveling, you may be going through a turn or you may be getting ready to go into some area where you need to detour. God is going to bless you even with that. Yeah. Something may occur while you're on the road, while you're going to and fro. In the country, on the countryside, God is going to be with you. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's going to be with you. Verse 4 says, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your hand, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Hallelujah. Now, many of us are not farmers. We don't go into the farms, and we don't have livestock, and we don't have crop. But guess what? The fruit, the children, regardless of which nationality, your creed, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. If God says it will be prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be prepared. Mm-hmm. The crop. Yeah. This will happen to where we live. We have a garden next door. A garden. Yeah, a garden. But you can just go to the garden, you can pick stuff. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that's God. I don't get out and I don't plant, but I desire to, but I watch. And I see and I look. And I benefit from the work of others. Is that a blessing or not? Glory to God. Mm-hmm. It talks here and it says the calves and the herbs and the lambs and all the flock. So when you go into the grocery and you go and you're looking for a sale, you're looking for a nice cut of meat, or you're looking for whatever you can fix for dinner or lunch, you're going to be blessed. How are you going to be blessed? God is going to allow you to find a good cut of meat. He's going to allow you to find a sale. Many times we hear people say, I found the sale. No, God sent you to the sale. Are you listening to me? That's how you're blessed. These are some of the ways that God blesses his people. Verse 5 says, your baskets, your kneading will be blessed. Yeah. Yeah. Press down. Are you listening to me? Press down and running over. That's what he said. Men. Yeah. Men will be blessed. Running over. More than enough. You will have some and then you will have more to give others. It will multiply. Yeah, these are the blessings of an almighty God. Verse 6 says, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Blessed. Yeah. Blessed when you appear at your door to enter into your home. In your home, when you turn the key, you're blessed. When you leave your home and you go out, this means your home is going to be blessed with the food, the shelter, the needs, all going to be met. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has said it. The bills will be paid. The healing of the body will take place more and more. The bargains you will find when you go out. The people that you will meet, you will know that that was God while you're out. Yeah. Glory to God. Verse 7 says that the Lord will grant that the enemy who rise up against you will be defeated before you, and they will come at you from one direction, but they will flee from you in seven. We know that seven is the what? The number of completion. The final completion. If he's going to flee him seven ways, that's going to be a completed task. That's going to be over with. That's going to be a done deal. Glory to God. No need for backup. No need for backup. He has your back. He has your front. He has your side. And you're covered and protected. Glory to God. This is the God that I'm talking about. The God who can come and who can bless you. When he see that you and you deserve to be blessed. Verse 8 says, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. Listen to that. Everything you touch. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land he has given you. Now, don't tell me he hasn't given you some land. Don't tell me he hasn't. Because we serve an almighty God. He owns everything. This is what it says here. Yeah, today, how people are always knocking on your door. I just said that today. Somebody's always knocking on your door. What a blessing. They always see you with a blessing. The blessing many times could be just a kind word. The blessing could be a gift. Yeah. The blessing could be gift monetary. The blessing could be knowledgeable gifts. Blessing. Hallelujah. So blessing will come, and blessings will come and hunt you down. They're going to come and overtake you. This is the blessings we're talking about. Verse 9 says that the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience, yes, to him. Yeah, he desires that we obey. Yeah, obedience is better than sacrifice. Established means to be justified, to be approved. Yeah. Been labeled as holy people. Glory to God. We must keep our part. We got to keep our part of the deal. Our part is that we're going to, what? Keep the commandment. Hallelujah. To walk in his way, to walk in his will. Hallelujah. That's our part. Yeah, that's our part. Verse 10 says, then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Yeah, they're going to fear you. And it's going to be a fearfulness where they're going to be very reluctant to hurt you. They're reluctant to harm you. Very cautious. Yeah. To say harsh words to you. For fear of what could happen to them, because they know who you are. Whose you are. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. People will see you and they will know who you are. The Holy Spirit will do his perfect work. Yeah, he will do the show and he will do the tell. S in you. Glory to God. Verse 11 says that the Lord will grant you abundance, prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your grounds in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. If God said it, believe it, and it will. It's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. A promise is a promise when God says it. It's a promise. And he keeps his promise. Glory to God. Verse 12 says that the Lord will open the heavens. Listen to this. He will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounties, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the works of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will be blessed. Absolutely. Overwhelmingly blessed. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. Open up the heavens, the storehouse of his abundance, and bless all the dry places. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is at work. He will be at work in you because you are blessed. Verse 13 says that the Lord will make you the head and not the tail if you pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God that I give you this day, this moment right here, and carefully follow them. Glory to God. You will always be at the top and never at the bottom. Hallelujah. Great. You will become the head, because you have proven to be a good listener, someone who shows little anger, or should I say no anger, no anger, slow to speak, great spirit of humbleness, meekness, loving, and concern for others. Oh, help us to be concerned for others, oh God. Do not turn aside from any of the commandments he said I give you today, to the right or to the left. He said follow, or even following other gods and serving them. Now this is a key thing here, a key thing, following other gods. See, we take the shopping and we take the cars and the houses and the children, and we have a tendency of placing them as gods in our lives. And we wonder why we not being blessed, because we have gotten out of sync. We have to remain in sync. We have to keep God first. Key point, you have learned to follow God's instructions, his direction, yeah, just as he has given them to you. Remember that. Pass the test. You can pass the test. Yeah, yeah, you can pass the test. Turn quickly with me with Exodus 20, and we're going to do 4 and 5 real quick. And it says here, do not make idols of any kind, whether in the shape of birds or animals or fish. Do not do that. 5, you must never worship or bow down to them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Yeah, he's jealous. Who will not share your affection with any other God. I do not leave unpunished the sins of those who hate me, but I punish the children for the sins of their parents in the third and the fourth generations. Verse 6 says, I lavish my love over those who love me and obey my commandments, even for 1,000 generations. Listen to this. And I want you to just go bookmark this verse 5 here where it says, I do not leave unpunished the sins of those who hate me. He's not going to leave them unpunished. But he also says, but I punish the children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation. Now, what we're talking about right in here is if you don't take and follow my commandments, if you do anything that I command you not to do, if you go against what he is saying not to do, then right here, verse 5, right here, this is what we see. And we wonder, what has happened? What's going on? Yeah, generation after generation. Yeah, many times. And we can't understand. We can't figure it out. But it's all because we have turned our backs on God. We are worshiping cars and houses and our jobs. And we're not giving God what is due to him. We're not giving him his 10%. Yeah. He requires for us to be givers. Yeah. In order for us to be blessed, there are things that we have to do. We have to do something as well. We look and we always want God to bless. But what are we doing to receive the blessings? What are we doing to receive the blessings from an almighty God? Yeah. We have to do our part. God is loving. He's caring and he cares about us. That's why he takes time and sends people like you and like me to minister, to make it plain so we can all understand how we can receive blessings. Because he desires for us to be blessed. Yeah. He desires for us to be blessed. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for your word, oh God. We know that your word is true. Oh, Master, your word is true. Yeah, yeah, your word is true, oh God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for every listener. Yeah, whether they listen it live right now or whether they come later on and listen. God, we ask that you bless them, oh God, whatever they stand in need of. Bless them when they go in. Bless them when they come out. Oh, bless them, oh God. Bless their household. Bless their families. Yes. Bless them, oh God, that they will have a desire to want to know more about you in Jesus' name. It's all about you, God. Yeah. Draw them nigh to you. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 Yeah, we will be back next Friday at 8 o'clock, and we look forward to having you with us, too. Yeah, and don't forget on Sundays with God's Favorites Ministries, Pastor Vivian George. It is a delight to hear what she has to say about the families, about our relationships, and about what God wants in our lives. Yes, so we look forward to having you back again with us. Yeah. Yes. So we tell you that in the name of Jesus, to be blessed. To be blessed. Yeah. The blessings are standing right there. All you have to do is reach out. Reach out and grab your blessing. Amen. Amen. And thank God. He is our Savior.